Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with the news that I'll be back on Drive today at 4 p.m. Oh, no, that's not where I'm starting. That's with the Nations League, as Scotland beat Armenia and Wales lost to the Netherlands. Here's all the reaction from those games on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar.
Wales 1, the Netherlands 2, and real frustration for Rob Page's team, who managed to equalise 2 minutes into added on time at the end of the game, only to go and concede another goal 2 minutes later, meaning the Wales slump to a second successive defeat in Nations League A.
We showed a little bit of naivety in seeing the game out, and but that's a valuable lesson to learn then. So if anything has benefited from that tonight, is that we've got to learn from those mistakes that you make late on.
Fair play to Wales, actually. They played well tonight against decent opposition. Not brilliant. I mean, they haven't made it the last two or three tournaments.
No, but they're looking good now under Van Gaal.
Yeah, they are. And it's a point would have been a nice point for them, actually.
I don't think anyone cares.
No, well, they will care. They will care because it's watching their nation play.
We just got a goal back and then they just go at the other end, score a goal within minutes. Surely someone's got to take him down. It's a big game.
The most important game was Ukraine, right? We know that. And you're absolutely right. It'll be disappointing because when you get yourself an equaliser when there's 3 minutes left and they go literally up the other end and score, it's a wounder. When you get yourself back in a game so late against decent opposition and then you concede, it's like, oh.
And it finished Scotland 2, Armenia 0, and Scotland have shown no hint of any negative reaction to their World Cup exit with an energetic, pressing, dominant performance.
Professional athletes, professional footballers, you have to move on. You can't think about the last one, you have to think about the next one. The next one for us was the first game of the Nations League campaign. We want to have a good campaign, and tonight was a good start.
They didn't get the third goal that their play deserved, but they get a good performance and a win in torrential rain. Next up for Scotland is Dublin on Saturday. At Hampden Park, it finished Scotland 2, Armenia 0.
Now let's bring you more from the fallout from England's 1-1 draw against the Germans on Tuesday night as Captain Harold Kane scored his 50th goal for his country. Shortly we'll hear from Super Ali McQuist and former England internationals Darren Bent and Phil Jagielka. But first is Darren Ambrose, who thinks Kane can reach at least 80 goals for England before he retires.
And he now puts the ball down and he has the chance to become the quickest England player to 50 goals in their international history. He'll break Wayne Rooney's record by a year and 5 days if he can put this away. It's Kane against Neuer, right-footed. He sends it into the bottom left-hand corner. A half-century for Harry Kane.
I mean, he's going to get to 75, 80 goals, injury-free, of course. If he stays injury-free, he's going to get to 75, 80, at least for me, if you look at for England. And I think he will surpass Alan Shearer's record.
How highly do you rate him? I mean, do you think he's one of the best in the world football and is? Do you think he's England's best ever goal scorer, number nine?
I think so. I think he's the best all-round number nine. Now, I'm not classing Wayne Rooney as a number nine there. In terms of football players, I'd have him as number one.
Harry Kane can end up with 60, 70, whatever you want. Then it'll be very, very difficult for MD to beat. And Thurlow deserves it. Great player. works his socks off, good sort, good lad.
I mean, listen, stats don't lie, of course. So I think Harry Kane, as a goal scorer, eventually will pass Wayne Rooney. He's inevitable, he's going to do that.
Yep.
So I think for stats-wise, I think he is the best number nine that we've got.
He just didn't miss the target. I think that's one thing I noticed. Obviously, he was so clinical, left foot, right foot, header. He wanted to score all the time.
You think of the great strikers that England have had, Jimmy Greaves, Gary Lineker, Wayne Rooney, all boys like that, he will break it. Of that, there is no doubt. And not only will he break it, he'll smash it.
Obviously, what he's gone on to achieve since. I didn't think he'd be at 50 goals quickly. Mm. That's a testament to him and his teammates over the course of the last probably 6-7 years that he's been playing international football.
I think in my era, Harry Kane is the best number nine that I've seen play.
I think Harry Kane would be a great teammate to have, and leads by example, and his goal scoring record for England and Spurs, obviously, is frightening, and all power to him.
There's not too many things that he's doing wrong, but I get that normally when the game isn't going well, the positions that you normally look to change if you're trying to get a goal is obviously the main striker and maybe the people either side of him.
His finishing, Kane's, is almost, and it doesn't matter where he is. I mean, some of his finishing, left and right, that I've never seen anything like. And a lot of people, when you talk about natural finishes in Premier League history, you go to the likes of Ian Wright, Robbie Fowler, people would say they're, I think he's right up there with them. Yeah. I really do, Harry Kane. I think he's got the absolute lot.
Now, elsewhere, it could be one in, one out at Liverpool. They've reportedly bid £68 million for Benfica striker Darwin Nunes and have rejected a second offer from Bayern Munich for Sadio Mane. Here's the European football expert, Kevin Hatchard, who joined TalkSport to tell us more about Liverpool's transfer target.
Silva's got the goal side of him. Rafa Silva with the ball inside the arc. Canati's missed it. And Benfica are back in the game. Nunes with the goal.
He's been terrific. Top scorer in the Primera Liga. He's been very impressive on that score. He scored 6 goals in the Champions League, so he looked really good. Jurgen Klopp has spoken about him in glowing terms publicly.
Darwin Nunes, his 28th of the season, has given them a little bit of light at the end of the long, dark tunnel.
He's strong. He's got a good burst of acceleration. He's somebody who I think would suit Liverpool because he can either play through the middle, but also he can play off the left in a three.
Let's speak to Aaron Barton. He's a Portuguese football expert and creator of Proxima Your Jordana. I think that's correctly pronounced. Hopefully it is.
I don't think it's a perfect match on paper, given that one of Darwin's biggest strengths is exploiting space in behind, playing against teams who are playing quite a high line. Whereas obviously when you're coming up against Liverpool in the Premier League, a lot of teams, it will choose to sit deep.
He holds up the ball. He can have two defenders hanging off him. He can run in behind as well. He can do a little bit of everything, and actually some things that even Firmino can't do.
You know, he's got the athleticism. He's got the finishing. His link-up play could improve, absolutely. He could be better in the air, even though he's 6'2". His passing could be better, but that's all stuff I think Liverpool could work on.
He's a versatile player. He's someone that can play on the left, that can come inside. He's also something Liverpool don't really have, I think, in terms of he can be used as a real focal point.
He does lose the ball a bit easily sometimes, so that's something that, again, they'd have to work on. But I can see why there are so many top clubs who are looking at him.
We're just hearing this lunchtime that Liverpool have rejected an improved offer of £23.5 million from Bayern Munich for Sadio Mane.
Listen, no player, from my memory, leaves Liverpool on their rights, on their terms. Liverpool let players go for a lot of money, or they keep them.
It's going to be a hard one to get exactly what you want. £40 million for a player that's 30 years of age on the last year of his contract is a difficult one to achieve.
I think Mane is probably the most useful player, attacking, defending, the way he goes about, the way he might not score the most goals, but he causes absolute mayhem.
I mean, that's so cheap for someone. I know he's only got a year in his contract, but I think I'd rather keep Mane to the end of the season. If he walks away on a free, fair enough, but at least have another opportunity at trying to win the league, win another, or get to the Champions League final.
He's 30 years old now. If we're talking about Harry Kane, 29, being worth £100 million, £40 million for Sadio Mane, for me, is a snip.
Everyone's replaceable, no matter how well you played. If they got a Darwin Nunes over the line, for instance, he could come in. We don't know, but he could come in and be the replacement for Mane.
He is a great player. He gives everything every game. Touch wood, he never gets injured. He turns up in big games, and I'm not surprised that Bayern Munich are trying to get him cheap, but Liverpool won't have it.
What price would you say Liverpool should accept?
£50 million. I don't
With
think
a year left.
I get that, but how do you replace that? I mean, you talk about a guy, since he's been at Liverpool, he's played 269 games. He's scored 120 goals, 48 assists. He's been one of the main reasons why they've won the Premier League in recent seasons, why they've won the Champions. They've won the lot. They've won the absolute lot.
Do you cut your losses and say, right, £40 million we'll accept, or do you keep him at the football club knowing he's walking away for free at the end of the season?
Elsewhere, the Derby County takeover is reportedly in danger of collapsing, despite the American businessman Chris Kirchner insisting the takeover will happen. Here's Money Money Simon Jordan, who's confident the deal will get done.
The bottom line is that he hasn't met the obligations to complete this deal. And my understanding of it explicitly from the two factions that will know what they're talking about,
yeah,
which is the governing authorities and the administrator, is this guy's proved up, the funds are legitimate, there's no doubt about it, there's no concerns about how much money this guy has and hasn't got, there's no concerns of the origin of this money, push the button. That's the next thing. The next thing is, deal's done, push the button, transfer the money, like I did when I bought a football club.
Yeah.
It is not difficult to do. Okay, money laundering laws, if it's coming from America, it's got to go through various mechanisms with SWIFT codes and IBAN numbers, but it isn't bloody difficult.
No.
I think money talks and whispers. You know, you get in the door and you say, I've done it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do
exactly.
it. And here I'm going to conduct it through social media.
So it's you have the money. Has he got the money?
He's got the money. Yeah, I mean, from my understanding, I haven't seen his bank account, but he has got the means because he's proven up to the satisfaction of the two parties that will determine the outcome, which is the administrator and the EFL.
So is this a simple cash transfer?
So this is a transfer to meet the obligations of the exiting of an administration. I've always been concerned that he doesn't want to buy the stadium. The small, if you've got plenty of dough, this fellow has, why wouldn't you buy the stadium? It's part of the going concern.
Right.
So that's concerned me. The fact that he's wanted to sing like a canary through the media has been a concern for me. But again, we park that up and say maybe that's just his style. Now, we're now at a stage where they should have completed on the 31st of May. But I don't believe, and never have believed, that there will be a liquidated Derby County. But I do believe that there are difficulties in every transaction. But again, I maintain, he's still saying he's going to do this deal. Kirchner is the guy that got the preferred bidder status. Kirchner is the guy that's put a non-refundable deposit down. Clear this up. Come on now. Start on the right foot.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to golf now, and the first ever event of the controversial Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series tees off this morning. Shortly, we'll hear from Simon Jordan and Rupert Bell. But first is Phil Mickelson, Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter-Poults, who have all been defending their decision to compete in this event.
I don't condone human rights violations at all. I'm certainly aware of what has happened with Jamal Khashoggi, and I think it's terrible. I've also seen the good that the game of golf has done throughout history, and I believe that LIV Golf is going to do a lot of good for the game as well.
Is there any way you wouldn't play on a moral basis? If the money was right, is there any way you wouldn't play?
I don't need to answer that question.
Sorry?
I don't need to answer that question.
I like the concept of LIV Golf. I think it's exactly what golf needs.
Here's a very simple answer to the question. I'm going to this golf tour for the money. That's it.
You'd respect that.
Have the courage of your convictions.
Yep.
All this claptrap about we're bringing it to the world. If they want to formulate an answer, it's not really difficult.
It is a vast sum of money, but it's a great platform to be able to build the game of golf and give back at the same time.
I don't condone human rights violations. I don't know how I can be any more clear. I understand your question. I love this game of golf. I've seen the good that it's done, and I see the opportunity for LIV Golf to do a lot of good for the game throughout the world, and I'm excited to be about a part of this opportunity.
Money is the driving force of this. There is no two ways about it.
I love what the opportunity of LIV gives us from a standpoint of playing slightly less golf, which gives me the ability to be able to be fresher, ready to go. It's a magnificent opportunity that, you know, I'm really looking forward to.
If someone else had decided to set up this team format and say we're going to attract the players and didn't have this kind of level of investment, it wouldn't get past go.
I understand that many people have very strong opinions and may disagree with my decision.
None of these players are going anywhere for anything else other than the outlandish amount of money that's being paid.
Every week we play for vast sums of money, and you know, we always want to play for as much as possible. You know, this is no different this week.
Nobody here condones human rights violations, and nobody's trying to make up for anything.
This is about nothing more and nothing less than money. This is not about brand representation. This is not about ambassadorial stuff. This is not about bringing the West's influence to be able to change the cultures of these countries.
Yeah.
This is about money.
You know, we're independent contractors and we've played all over the world. You know, I've played for the last 29 years pretty much wherever I wanted to, so nothing changing.
There is no other explanation. And if you're happy being indexed to this, and you're happy taking all of this money, then you should be in a position to answer these questions.
I understand how many people are going to have very strong opinions on this, my peers included.
Wherever sports people play golf, you know, you can always, you know, revert it straight back to the money side of things. And I think there's so much more to it just than the money.
Any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. If it's purely for money, it's not, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Yes, I'm back on Drive, Andy Goldstein Drive, alongside Darren Bent and Jack Wilshere, taking your calls on all the above. Actually, we'll probably not take your calls on any of the above, if I'm being honest. I don't know why producer Tom has written that line. But one thing's for sure, there will be, of course, another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.